For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Want to invite you to a night of liberty and freedom with Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West. It's going to be Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. This add a new twist to date night. He's a great speaker, by the way. Tickets are $15. If you buy them now, $20 at the door. You can go on our website, 989WRD.com. You'll see it right there in the news section. It is pinned. You can see Alan West's face. And again, that is Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. And the doors open at 6 p.m. And that's, of course, on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Anderson. You can win a pair of tickets right now for free. First caller, we'll take caller number one. Two tickets, give a call to 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. Okay, Lee, this is going to be huge news. And it is huge news. And a lot of Americans, I think they're not waking up fast enough to what is going on here. And Michael Schellenberger is trying to wake them up. There is a brawl going on in the UK between Elon Musk and liberal UK officials who blame the riots that they have had in the streets over immigration. This is in the wake of children being stabbed to death by radical Islamic individual. And this has caused rioting. They want the immigration policies to end. Okay. So these riots have been caused by the immigration policies. These are protests. And Elon Musk has taken the side of the rioters because in the UK, they are censored. UK police are now empowered to scour social media. If you say something criticizing immigration policies, something politically incorrect or something they just disagree with, they can arrest you in the UK. They can also do it now in Scotland and Ireland, where you will face up to 5 years for your crimes. And in Scotland, it's so bad that you can go to designated spots, snitch spots, and turn in your family members, your spouses, for saying politically incorrect things in the privacy of your home. And they can face up to 5 years. Overheard conversation, up to 5 years in prison. They're currently trying to toughen that, but they haven't passed the legislation yet. Can you imagine Americans facing that, Lee?
No.
Well, they will.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of.
They will. I warned this was coming. In fact, I've been saying I fully expect if the Kamala Harris, whatever, administration wins, that we're either going to see Elon Musk tried here and Twitter ripped from his hands, or we're going to see him extradited to the UK for trial. and imprisonment. And sure enough, the UK just announced they intend to extradite Americans and people from all over the world for trial in the UK for writing politically incorrect things online. Let that sink in for a minute. I'm going to let you process that for just a second. Extradite Americans for trial? Now, you might be thinking that's a joke. Come on, Trump would never do that. And he wouldn't. But Kamala Harris would. Yeah. And I bet you the first person extradited is Elon Musk. Guarantee it. Why? Because by allowing these comments on Twitter, as the elite UK officials explained this week, Elon Musk is in violation of their laws. Some of them have even called for his arrest. Now the top prosecutor in the UK is saying, we want to extradite people from all over the world, including Americans, whose social media posts we do not like. Which, good God, Lee, China didn't even do that. Yeah. So this is in direct response to Musk. It's driving them nuts that people in the UK are allowed to say true things online on X. And so that is what you're getting. This is investigative reporter Michael Schellenberger on this, warning folks. Now, here, people need to understand what's already going on because it's actually very frightening. It's been almost a month now since Elon Musk tweeted that he had been contacted by the EU Censorship Commission about the new law that went into effect there that says their bureaucrats can just go online, take down any account, take down any post they don't like, and they disagree with. They're all liberals, so it's going to be whatever makes them look bad. Right. So Elon Musk tweeted, he said that the European Commission had come to him and said, look, we'll cut you a deal, okay? We know that you want to look like a good guy, but look, if you censor for us and you do it in secret, we'll protect your secret, okay? And we'll let you continue to put X as a platform into the UK, and we won't tell anyone. And they told him Google, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok had all already agreed to this. What does that mean? If you run, say, for the state legislature here in South Carolina, right, you think, you know, hey, I'm going to raise some money and buy some ads and put them online. Well, people may not see them if some UK bureaucrat doesn't like what you have to say. Well, wouldn't that advantage your opponent? Sure. Take it up with the UK. Take it up with the European Commission.
Good luck with the court cost on that one.
So Americans need to understand they are being censored by liberal globalist elites in the EU and in the UK right now, unless they're posting on X. And they have made Elon Musk public enemy number one. So that is why the top prosecutor in the UK just announced he intends to extradite Americans and people from all over the world for trial in the UK. Here we go.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
When he says people can be returned, that was in response to a question by the reporter. Are you going to extradite people for a trial? And he says, yes, we are going. Let's just listen to this again. And when you hear this, when he's saying our law enforcement partners, what is he talking about? The intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice. Listen.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
Sounds like King George has returned.
Really? So, and he makes it clear. He says, look, we're scouring social media looking for people to arrest, both in this country and in other countries.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media.
Wow. Here's investigative reporter Michael Schellenberger, who, by the way, is a liberal but a big free speech advocate. He runs the site Public. Take a listen. He's trying to warn us. You are going to see Americans extradited for trial for free speech violations if this goes through and, you know, if we get the wrong regime in charge.
But we have seen European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian governments all demand the global censorship of social media messages on all the platforms. And all the platforms except for Elon Musk's X have gone along with their demands. What makes all of this additionally alarming is that we have repeatedly seen military and intelligence agencies, including from the US, Britain, Canada, coordinate their monitoring of social media and sharing of information. And we have seen Google and Facebook repeatedly cave in. Under pressure from the Biden administration, Facebook, for example, censored true stories of COVID vaccine side effects simply because it feared that the White House might not help it to negotiate with the EU over the retrieval of valuable user data. And now, Britain's top government prosecutor is saying that he will work with foreign countries to extradite people to Britain for trial for things that they've written on social media. And now, Britain's top government prosecutor is saying that he will work with foreign governments to extradite people to Britain for trial. Just listen to Stephen Parkinson, the director of public prosecutions in the UK Attorney General's office.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
Parkinson confirmed that the UK police is monitoring social media in order to find people to arrest.
The offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offense. And we do have
this is all being done, Lee, to get Elon Musk. Okay, they want him extradited for trial. They're going to make a Julian Assange out of him. They're going to accuse him of crimes against the state. That's, they're not going to do this till after the election of Kamala Harris, you understand. No. But that's what this is. Texter writes, American sovereignty is the key element at stake in this election. Yes, it is. So what will happen is they can just hands off. Oh, sorry. You know, you got First Amendment rights here, but not in England. Sorry. Hey, we're extraditing you. Or maybe you could just shut up online. That'll work, too. It's the next logical step. So for all of you conservatives who send me texts, this drives me bonkers. But they own their own social media sites, so they can just censor me. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Capitalism. No, that's not what the law says. They are in violation of the law. They cannot censor if they want to continue to get the legal protection that allows them to operate without the publisher designation, which means if they were like us, they could be sued for libel. They get out of libel lawsuits, but they have to publish all takers. They cannot choose. They are choosing. They're in violation of the law. They don't get to do this. So folks, understand, because we did not object and we did not fight, we are moving to phase two. UK bureaucrats censor us. And if you still say true things on X or Gab or Getter, then you can be extradited by Her Highness Kamala Harris if she wins. You are going to see, folks, you're going to see this, and Elon Musk is going to go first. They're already talking about arresting him in the UK, and you better bet the Democrats will extradite him. Folks, this is going to get wild if she manages to win this election.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texter writes, Tara, your insights are remarkable. Thank you. Want me to slow down? I'm sorry. I know I do talk fast sometimes. I try to get it all in to one segment. Texter writes, where can I find the link to the article about the UK extraditing social media? I will send that to you. It's Michael Schellenberger's site. He's an investigative reporter. But the audio of the top prosecutor in the UK saying, we will get you wherever you are and we will extradite you for speech violations. So what you're seeing here is what I have warned about for a very long time. That this is coming. This idea that, well, you know, if First Amendment violation, you know, problems are you know, in terms of our guys coming after us, we will just be sent to England. But for trial. But what you're really seeing is they are setting up this idea that Twitter has broken the law, now called X, in the UK, and Elon Musk can be extradited. In fact, there are some members of parliament now openly calling for his arrest, which you better bet Queen Kamala will extradite him. You better bet she will. To save her a whole bunch of headaches. Although if that does not work, as the Wall Street Journal reported several weeks ago, the DOJ is working on a new criminal case too with Elon Musk. Texter writes, Tara, what can Americans do? I can't afford to go to jail. So I will stay off of X. No, no, no. Get on X. Look, 500 million people are on X. They can't arrest us all. Texter writes, at what point does Britain stop being an ally? I think that's worth a discussion. Texter writes, hey, Tira, the World Economic Forum stated this was going to happen and that it would be coming to the U.S. Yes, they did. Gosh, I covered it months ago. That's probably how you know about it. That's why I listen very closely when they say things. Texter writes, Tira, the ultra-globalists now control Europe and the U.S., decisions being made by our government in conjunction with their global agenda. Putin stands in their way, yet they are working from within their government as well in order to destroy and crush their orthodox. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, let's keep perspective on this, because when we have scary things that could come our way, and they could, still theoretical, she hasn't won yet. Let me ask you a question. Do people who are winning threaten to extradite their critics for trial from America to Europe? Do they do that? Is that winning hearts and minds? No, they're not winning. People who talk like that are scared. They're scared. They're scared that they might lose control. What does this tell you? They are thugging out because they have lost control. Folks, they used to be able to tell us anything. We'd believe them. We'd sign up to go to war for them. They lied and lied and lied and lied. We don't believe them anymore. Why all of a sudden are they saying, hey, we will have, that was what was so significant about Stephen Parkinson. He is the director of public prosecutions in the UK, the top prosecutor. And we need to pay really close attention to what's going on there. Because he is saying, I will extradite Americans for trial for what they say on X. And you better believe that means they're going to start with Musk. They're not going to do it until after the election. Because they don't want you to see right now Kamala Harris extraditing Elon Musk for trial. But that is coming if she wins. Folks, if she wins, we're going to see the most shocking of things. Things never seen before in this country. And let me tell you why we are. There's a double-edged sword in her for us. She is bar none their weakest candidate. I mean, not even close. By the way, do you realize she is polling far worse with men than Hillary or Biden? You're watching a revolution among American voters form if these polls are right. The favorables part, not who's winning and who's leading. Deep in the favorables. I'm explaining it coming up. What does that mean? They are afraid they are losing control, right? That's good news. This part of it is good. I don't want to scare you. This part of it's good news. They can't win hearts or minds anymore, and they know it. So their only response and choice is to thug out. That is why they tried to send Trump to prison for 700 years, and they failed. That is not a deep state. Those are not American institutions that have the love and respect of Americans. Folks, you turn on, I don't know, Netflix or whatever, but, you know, TV, for the last 20 years, 30 years, right? Crime drama. It's always the FBI. We loved the FBI. Right? Everybody wanted to join. It was great. It was great American. Same with the CIA, you know, Homeland, all of it. 24. Not anymore. They have blown their last set of chips. They used half the gas in their tank lying to us about Russia collusion. And they used the other half the gas in their tank to lie to us about COVID and then censor anyone who told the truth. There's no more gas in the tank. And they know it. They do not have the credibility with the American people. They do with the sheeple on the left, but they don't have it with the American people. That is why they are thugging out, because they are right there on the edge where the head of the snake could be crushed. And they know it. People who are desperate thug out. So what Stephen Parkinson is, and by the way, they're desperate on a world stage. They do not have support. They don't. Their ideology, they are cold busted. We know exactly who they are, whether they are American deep state or British deep state. So that is why they have trotted out no less than the top prosecutor in the UK to say, we will find you. If you put something on X that we disagree with, even if it's true, we don't care. We will extradite you to the UK for trial. Isn't this what we fought in 1776? Because, I mean, I seem to remember we won that one. It's just, yeah, okay. Folks, I'm not the only one talking about the UK asserting it has the right, the top prosecutor in the UK asserting it has the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes. If you say something that might cause racial hatred or incite racial violence, i.e. criticize open borders, you can be extradited to the UK for trial. They believe, he believes they have the right to extradite Americans. And he says the justice community across all these countries, including ours, will cooperate. I believe him. I believe that I can actually see the FBI coming to my door to extradite me for trial in the UK. And do you know where you can read about this morning? Elon Musk's X feed, because he knows they're talking about him. They've demanded his arrest, some of these high-ranking liberal MPs. They want him arrested. They want him dragged to England. And let me tell you something. He will be. He will be if Queen Kamala wins election or selection, whichever. It doesn't matter. If she's elected or selected, you're going to see that. You are going to see things you've never seen before. You will see a generation of political dissidents. We didn't used to have those in this country, shipped over there to either the EU or the UK for trial for what they said on X. All of this is coming. Or we could just beat them. We could just tell, we can turn out every single person that we know. We could do that too. Because folks, if you look at what Tim Walz believes, the fact that she chose him, I mean, let me just go through his greatest hits. I meant to do this earlier this week. There's been so much news, I haven't had a chance to. Headline: law requiring menstrual products in boys' bathrooms to take effect January 1st. Wall signed Bill HF2497, a bill mandating that Minnesota schools provide tampons in boys' restrooms. Headline: Harris vice presidential pick greenlit law allowing the state to take child custody from parents who oppose sex change operations for children as young as 10. Not the sterilizing puberty blockers, not the sterilizing cross-sex hormones that, by the way, also cause osteoporosis and lead to a greater risk of suicide. State takes custody of the child from parents who oppose sex changes. Sign the law. It was called HF 146. Sex change surgeries or else. And keep in mind, Minnesota is a kidnap state. So if your child makes friends with the neighbor, with the gym teacher, with the school counselor, and that person kidnaps them and takes them to Minnesota, the state takes custody of the child, transitions the child. This is what Democrats want for the country. And the person who kidnapped your child cannot be arrested by Minnesota law enforcement. Folks, we're going to be using bounty hunters to hunt these people across blue state lines. And that's why I've started to call those areas post-American territories. We're going to have to send bounty hunters into post-American territories to get our kids back and to get those who kidnapped them back. I mean, this, you're going to see crazy things. Like, you can't even imagine. Or we could just defeat these people. Wall signed a bill to completely eliminate by 2040, it's only 16 years from now, to completely eliminate gas cars, stoves, anything that uses gas. It would be outlawed. And you couldn't use them. Of course, like all climate change bills, it does not include nuclear energy within its definition of renewable energy, because that would solve the problem. They really don't want to solve the problem. They'd rather just dictate to you what you can own. So, I mean, look, this guy Walls is a dictator. The state, okay, just to give you some idea, I played the snitch line the other day where you can turn in your neighbors, your friends, your family for violating Walls' COVID orders. His state issued from the governor's office caps on Thanksgiving get-togethers at 10 people. So gatherings were supposed to have no more than 10 people from three households. Then they began asking people to skip Thanksgiving gatherings altogether. In 2023, Wall signed HF1, legalizing abortion up until the moment of birth. Walls even bragged that he was such a pro-abortion zealot that Nancy Pelosi had told him to pipe it down.
And my record is so pro-choice, Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down. I stand with Planned Parenthood, and we won.
Right. Nancy Pelosi asked him to tone it down. What does that tell you? What does that mean? That means this guy is not somebody Democrats wanted on the national stage. This is not a tier one candidate. He's tier two, tier three. It's why you've never seen his face before. It's why you don't recognize. It's why you've never heard his voice before. He was never going to run nationally. They couldn't find anyone else. They couldn't find another governor who'd run with her. Why? She is incredibly weak internally. These polls are bogus that you're seeing. That's what that tells you. Or they would have all jumped on with her. They would have. So they've got issues of their own. They do. And he's a terrible pick. He really, really is. And I'm telling you why. I've been telling you all week. The reason why they picked him is no one else would do it. No one else would do it. So meanwhile, we have some incredible new numbers that are coming out. This is not a poll. These are favorables, okay? But favorables give you kind of an idea of who would vote for who, when, and what, and all of that. Okay, when Hillary won, I mean, sorry, when Hillary ran, she won. She actually did win the popular vote. She didn't win the Electoral College, but she won. Hillary got 41% of the male vote. It wasn't enough. Biden barely eked out a win with 43% of the male vote. He got two more percentage points down back. Trump had been 52% of the male vote and knocked him down to 51% under Biden. It was just enough for Biden to squeak by. So 54% of women voted for Hillary Clinton, 41% of men. Right now, what percentage of men, that keep in mind, 41% of men voted for Hillary Clinton. What percentage of men today have an unfavorable view of Kamala Harris? 58? Wait, that's gone from basically 41% to 58? If those numbers hold just among men going into the election, they may not be able to cheat their way out of this. They may not. I mean, they run a risk with every extra 10,000 ballots that they fabricate. A point comes where you just can't do this. So let me compare where they are. This is fat. There is a revolution going on with men. It's a revolution of the mind. I think they've been told they're toxic, patriarchy, we hate you so many times by the Democrats, especially Democrat women. Listen to this. So Hillary Clinton wins 41% of the male vote in 2016. Today, what percentage of men have an unfavorable view of Kamala? 58. That's crazy. Which percentage have a favorable view of Kamala? 29. 29% of men. Okay. How'd Hillary Clinton do with women? 54% of the vote. What about Kamala? What percentage of women have a favorable view of Kamala? 44. And Hillary won 54% of the vote. Now, favorables aren't, you know, apples to apples vote, you know, conversion to votes, but you could see a trend there, right? And it's not a good trend. By the way, this is a Quinnipiac University national poll, not a liberal polling firm. These are his, and Paroline Blog's right to point this out today. These are historically low favorability numbers, never before seen, especially among men. When you go from 41% of men voting for Hillary Clinton to 58% of men have an unfavorable view of Kamala Harris and only 29% have a favorable view, if that translates even roughly into votes, I don't think they can print that many ballots. I could be wrong about that, but that we have never seen a gender gap like that in polling before. I don't know what it means. It was buried in the internals of these polls that say, oh yeah, they're running neck and neck. No, they're not. Not if that's true. So it's going to get very interesting. Folks, do you know what Kamala Harris's economic plan is? It's one big IQ test. Want me to explain it to you? I could do it in less than 30 seconds. If you're dumb enough to vote for me, we're going to print a ton more money and distribute it to our friends, as we did after we won the Senate in 2022 when we were expected to lose it to Republicans. And at the time, you remember, inflation had just come off 9%. Everybody thought the Democrats would get spanked, including the mainstream media and the pollsters. What did the Democrats learn when they won the Senate, when we were supposed to win the Senate? Americans haven't figured out what's making them poor. And they responded accordingly. You're going to see them go on a printing binge, the likes of which you cannot even imagine, if Americans fail the IQ test of what is making me poor. Or better yet, who is making me poor? Fail that, you're in trouble. Here's Kamala Harris. Notice she is being careful not to use the word inflation. She's promising to bring down prices, which have gone up an average of 29% since Joe Biden took office.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
That's the IQ test. If you believe this woman's going to bring down prices instead of spending you into oblivion, you fail the IQ test. You elect her and she gets to spend. Now, how do I know for a fact she will not bring down prices? Because she promised the same darn thing back in July of 2023.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Folks, I'm not the only one talking about the UK asserting it has the right, the top prosecutor in the UK asserting it has the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes. If you say something that might cause racial hatred or incite racial violence, i.e. criticize open borders, you can be extradited to the UK for trial. They believe, he believes they have the right to extradite Americans. And he says the justice community across all these countries, including ours, will cooperate. I believe him. I believe that I can actually see the FBI coming to my door to extradite me for trial in the UK. And do you know where you can read about this morning? Elon Musk's X feed. Because he knows they're talking about him. They've demanded his arrest, some of these high-ranking liberal MPs. They want him arrested. They want him dragged to England. And let me tell you something. He will be. He will be if Queen Kamala wins election or selection, whichever. It doesn't matter. If she's elected or selected, you're going to see that. You are going to see things you've never seen before. You will see a generation of political dissidents. We didn't used to have those in this country, shipped over there to either the EU or the UK for trial for what they said on X. All of this is coming. Or we could just beat them. We can turn out every single person that we know. We could do that too. Because... folks, if you look at what Tim Walz believes, the fact that she chose him, I mean, let me just go through his greatest hits. I meant to do this earlier this week. There's been so much news, I haven't had a chance to. Headline, law requiring menstrual products in boys' bathrooms to take effect January 1st. Walz signed Bill H.F. 2497, a bill mandating that Minnesota schools provide tampons in boys' restrooms. Headline, Harris vice presidential pick greenlit law allowing the state to take child custody from parents who oppose sex change operations for children as young as 10. Not the sterilizing puberty blockers, not the sterilizing cross-sex hormones that, by the way, also cause osteoporosis and lead to a greater risk of suicide. State takes custody of the child from parents who oppose sex changes. Sign the law. It was called HF 146. Sex change surgeries or else. And keep in mind, Minnesota is a kidnap state. So if your child makes friends with the neighbor, with the gym teacher, with the school counselor, and that person kidnaps them and takes them to Minnesota, the state takes custody of the child, transitions the child. This is what Democrats want for the country. And the person who kidnapped your child cannot be arrested by Minnesota law enforcement. Folks, we're going to be using bounty hunters to hunt these people across blue state lines. And that's why I've started to call those areas post-American territories. We're going to have to send bounty hunters into post-American territories to get our kids back and to get, those who kidnapped them back. I mean, you're going to see crazy things. Like, you can't even imagine. Or we could just defeat these people. Walls signed a bill to completely eliminate by 2040... it's only 16 years from now, to completely eliminate gas cars, stoves, anything that uses gas. It would be outlawed. And you couldn't use them. Of course, like all climate change bills, it does not include nuclear energy within its definition of renewable energy, because that would solve the problem. They really don't want to solve the problem. They'd rather just dictate to you what you can own. So, I mean, look, this guy Walls is a dictator. The state, okay, just to give you some idea, I played the snitch line the other day where you can turn in your neighbors, your friends, your family for violating Walls' COVID orders. His state issued from the governor's office caps on Thanksgiving get-togethers at 10 people. So gatherings were supposed to have no more than 10 people from 3 households. Then they began asking people to skip Thanksgiving gatherings altogether. In 2023, Walls signed HF1, legalizing abortion up until the moment of birth. Walls even bragged that he was such a pro-abortion zealot that Nancy Pelosi had told him to pipe it down.
And my record is so pro-choice, Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down. I stand with Planned Parenthood, and we won.
Right. Nancy Pelosi asked him to tone it down. What does that tell you? What does that mean? That means this guy is not somebody Democrats wanted on the national stage. This is not a tier one candidate. He's tier two, tier three. It's why you've never seen his face before. It's why you don't recognize. It's why you've never heard his voice before. He was never going to run nationally. They couldn't find anyone else. They couldn't find another governor who'd run with her. Why? She is incredibly weak internally. These polls are bogus that you're seeing. That's what that tells you. Or they would have all jumped on with her. They would have. So they've got issues of their own. They do. And he's a terrible pick. He really, really is. And I'm telling you why. I've been telling you all week. The reason why they picked him is no one else would do it. No one else would do it. So meanwhile, we have some incredible new numbers that are coming out. This is not a poll. These are favorables, okay? But favorables give you kind of an idea of who would vote for who, when, and what, and all of that. Okay, when Hillary ran, she won. She actually did win the popular vote. She didn't win the Electoral College, but she won. Hillary got 41% of the male vote. It wasn't enough. Biden barely eked out a win with 43% of the male vote. He got 2 more percentage points down back. Trump had been 52% of the male vote and knocked him down to 51% under Biden. It was just enough for Biden to squeak by. So 54% of women voted for Hillary Clinton, 41% of men. Right now, what percentage of men, keep in mind, 41% of men voted for Hillary Clinton. What percentage of men today have an unfavorable view of Kamala Harris? 58? Wait, that's gone from basically 41% to 58? If those numbers hold just among men going into the election, they may not be able to cheat their way out of this. They may not. I mean, they run a risk with every extra 10,000 ballots that they fabricate. A point comes where you just can't do this. So let me compare where they are. This is fat. There is a revolution going on with men. It's a revolution of the mind. I think they've been told they're toxic, patriarchy, we hate you so many times by the Democrats, especially Democrat women. Listen to this. So Hillary Clinton wins 41% of the male vote in 2016. Today, what percentage of men have an unfavorable view of Kamala? 58. That's crazy. Which percentage have a favorable view of Kamala? 29% of men. Okay, how'd Hillary Clinton do with women? 54% of the vote. What about Kamala? What percentage of women have a favorable view of Kamala? 44. And Hillary won 54% of the vote. Now, favorables aren't, you know, apples to apples vote, you know, conversion to votes, but you could see a trend there, right? And it's not a good trend. By the way, this is a Quinnipiac University national poll, not a liberal polling firm. These are his, and Paroline Blog's right to point this out today. These are historically low favorability numbers, never before seen, especially among men. When you go from 41% of men voting for Hillary Clinton to 58% of men have an unfavorable view of Kamala Harris and only 29% have a favorable view, if that translates even roughly into votes, I don't think they can print that many ballots. I could be wrong about that, but that we have never seen a gender gap like that in polling before. I don't know what it means. It was buried in the internals of these polls that say, oh yeah, they're running neck and neck. No, they're not. Not if that's true. This is going to get very interesting. Folks, do you know what Kamala Harris's economic plan is? It's one big IQ test. Let me explain it to you. I could do it in less than 30 seconds. If you're dumb enough to vote for me, we're going to print a ton more money and distribute it to our friends, as we did after we won the Senate in 2022 when we were expected to lose it to Republicans. And at the time, you remember, inflation had just come off 9%. Everybody thought the Democrats would get spanked, including the mainstream media and the pollsters. What did the Democrats learn when they won the Senate, when we were supposed to win the Senate? Americans haven't figured out what's making them poor, and they responded accordingly. They responded accordingly. You're going to see them go on a printing binge, the likes of which you cannot even imagine, if Americans fail the IQ test of what is making me poor, or better yet, who is making me poor. Fail that, you're in trouble. Here's Kamala Harris. Notice she is being careful not to use the word inflation. She's promising to bring down prices, which have gone up an average of 29% since Joe Biden took office.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
That's the IQ test. If you believe this woman's going to bring down prices instead of spending you into oblivion, you failed the IQ test. You elect her and she gets to spend. Now, how do I know for a fact she will not bring down prices? Because she promised the same darn thing back in July of 2023. And it didn't happen.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
Nope, they went up. which is exactly what will happen if Americans fail the economic IQ test. And that right there is her entire economic policy, which, by the way, is still not on her campaign website because she doesn't want to spell it out for you too obviously. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. Check out the Battleground America podcast. Get it by texting my name, Tara, to the text line 71307. Folks, do you know what Kamala Harris's economic plan is? It's one big IQ test. Let me explain it to you. I could do it in less than 30 seconds. If you're dumb enough to vote for me, we're going to print a ton more money and distribute it to our friends, as we did after we won the Senate in 2022 when we were expected to lose it to Republicans. And at the time, you remember, inflation had just come off 9%. Everybody thought the Democrats would get spanked, including the mainstream media and the pollsters. What did the Democrats learn when they won the Senate, when we were supposed to win the Senate? Americans haven't figured out what's making them poor, and they responded accordingly. You're going to see them go on a printing binge, the likes of which you cannot even imagine, if Americans fail the IQ test of what is making me poor, or better yet, who is making me poor. Fail that, you're in trouble. Here's Kamala Harris. Notice she is being careful not to use the word inflation. She's promising to bring down prices, which have gone up an average of 29% since Joe Biden took office.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
That's the IQ test. If you believe this woman's going to bring down prices instead of spending you into oblivion, you failed the IQ test. You elect her and she gets to spend. Now, how do I know for a fact she will not bring down prices? Because she promised the same darn thing back in July of 2023. And it didn't happen.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down. And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
Nope, they went up. Which is exactly what will happen if Americans fail the economic IQ test. And that right there is her entire economic policy, which, by the way, is still not on her campaign website because she doesn't want to spell it out for you too obviously. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. Check out the Battleground America podcast. Get it by texting my name, Tara, to the text line 71307.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.